Welcome back to AI Daily. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Alex. Yesterday, we dove deep into how AI models are trained, and today, I'm excited to explore something that absolutely blows my mind: how that same training process enables AI to be creative.
Right? I've been thinking about this all morning. Like, how does the same technology that learned to recognize patterns in data suddenly start creating art and music? It seems like such a completely different skill.
That's the beautiful thing about neural networks. Remember how we said they learn patterns from massive amounts of data? Well, when you train them on creative works, paintings, music, stories, they learn the patterns of creativity itself.
Wait, so if you show an AI thousands of paintings, it learns what makes a painting look good?
Exactly. It learns things like color harmony, composition rules, brushstroke patterns, even emotional themes. Then when you ask it to create something new, it combines those learned patterns in novel ways.
That's actually incredible. But I have to ask, is it really being creative, or is it just copying and pasting pieces of existing art?
Great question. It's more like sophisticated remixing. Think of a jazz musician who's learned thousands of songs and then improvises something new. They're using patterns they've learned, but combining them in original ways.
That's a great analogy. So when I use something like DALL-E or Midjourney to create an image, it's improvising based on all the art it's seen during training?
Perfect way to think about it. And what's fascinating is that different AI models trained on different creative datasets develop their own styles, just like human artists do.
Speaking of which, I keep hearing about AI being used in music production. How does that work exactly?
Music AI is amazing. Some models, like AIVA or Amper Music, are trained on millions of songs to learn melody patterns, chord progressions, rhythms. Others are trained on specific instruments to generate realistic guitar solos or piano melodies.
So musicians are using AI as like a creative partner rather than a replacement.
Exactly. I know producers who use AI to generate backing tracks, composers who use it for inspiration when they're stuck, and even pop artists who use AI to help write hooks. It's becoming a powerful brainstorming tool.
That actually sounds really empowering rather than threatening. Can you give me some specific examples of how artists are using AI right now?
Absolutely. Graphic designers are using tools like Adobe's AI features to quickly generate multiple logo concepts. Writers are using ChatGPT or Claude to brainstorm plot ideas or overcome writer's block. Filmmakers are using AI for concept art and storyboarding.
Inquisitive. And what about the quality? Is AI-generated creative content actually good?
Convincingly sophisticated. AI can now create images that are virtually indistinguishable from human artwork, compose music that sounds professionally produced, and write stories that are genuinely engaging. But here's the key. It still needs human direction and curation.
What do you mean by that?
Well, AI can generate hundreds of variations, but humans decide which ones are meaningful, which ones tell the story they want to tell, which ones resonate emotionally. The creative vision and intention still come from humans.
Understanding. But I'm curious about the controversial side. Are artists worried about AI replacing them?
There's definitely concern, and it's understandable. Some commercial illustration work has shifted to AI generation, but I think we're seeing AI become more of a powerful tool than a replacement, like how digital cameras didn't replace photographers, they just changed how photography works.
That's a good perspective. What about copyright and legal issues? If an AI creates art based on training data from existing artists, who owns that?
That's one of the hottest debates right now. Some artists have sued AI companies for training on their work without permission. Others embrace AI as a new medium. The legal framework is still being figured out.
Reflectively, it sounds like we're in this really interesting transitional moment with creative AI.
Exactly. And what's exciting is seeing how different creative industries are adapting. Game developers are using AI for procedural generation of landscapes and textures. Fashion designers are using AI to explore new patterns and styles. Even chefs are using AI to suggest flavor combinations.
Surprised and fascinated.
Chefs using AI? Yeah. There are AI systems trained on thousands of recipes that can suggest ingredient combinations humans might never think of. It's like having a sous chef with knowledge of every cuisine in the world.
Exciting. This is making me want to experiment with some creative AI tools myself. What would you recommend for someone just starting out?
Start simple. Try DALL-E or Midjourney for image generation. Just type in creative prompts and see what happens. For music, try Boomy or AIVA to generate background tracks. For writing, ChatGPT is great for brainstorming and overcoming creative blocks.
Inquisitive. Any tips for getting better results from these creative AI tools?
The key is learning to prompt effectively. Be specific about style, mood, and details. Instead of saying, draw a house, try a cozy cottage in impressionist style with warm evening light. The more descriptive you are, the better the results.
Appreciative. That's really helpful. But what about concerns that AI might make human creativity less valuable?
I think creativity will always need human insight, emotion, and intention. AI can generate content, but humans decide what's meaningful, what resonates, what tells the story they want to tell. If anything, AI might free up artists to focus more on the conceptual and emotional aspects of their work.
Optimistically, that's a really optimistic way to look at it. Any predictions for where creative AI is heading?
I think we'll see AI become more collaborative. Instead of just generating finished pieces, AI will become better at iterating with humans, understanding feedback, and refining ideas together. We might also see AI that can work across multiple creative mediums simultaneously.
Imagining, like an AI that could help you create a story, then generate illustrations for it, then compose music to go with it?
Exactly. Imagine telling an AI your creative vision and having it help you execute that vision across writing, visuals, and audio. We're not there yet, but the pieces are coming together.
Reflectively, this has been such an eye-opening conversation. Tomorrow, we're going to shift gears and talk about practical AI tools for productivity in everyday work. I want to explore how AI can help people in their regular jobs, not just creative fields.
Perfect. We'll dive into the AI tools that are already transforming how people work, from writing assistants to data analysis to project management.
Concluding, thanks for joining us on AI Daily, everyone. Tomorrow, we'll explore the practical side of AI and how it can boost your productivity at work.
Looking forward to it. See you tomorrow for another dive into the world of AI.